calls for Europe to deal with the debt crisis there are growing louder and more strident, and it appears that Europe is growing more deaf to those. This morning, talks are underway to outline the next steps to help ratify a deal that was rejected dramatically last night by Slovakia to expand a bailout fund. All other Eurozone members have signed the package except the Slovaks. Right now, we have from Brussels, Matthew Price, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Matthew, why is Slovakia against this deal?
Well, actually, the majority of Slovakia is in favour of it, but one part of the coalition government in Slovakia is saying it doesn't think it's fair that a small, poor country like Slovakia is being asked to sign an agreement that helps to bail out Greece. And you know, you're hearing these worries from other countries across the Eurozone. I think the big problem with all of the discussion over whether or not Slovakia will or won't vote for this package, and we believe that by the end of the week it probably will, is that the package was designed back in July, and since July, the markets have changed hugely. The sentiment has turned against other European nations, Italy with its huge debts most specifically. And there are fears that the package which the Slovaks and others are signing up to at the moment, or being asked to sign up to, is simply not big enough any longer to deal with the current crisis.
We're speaking with Matthew Price, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Matthew, what are the chances that this minority in Slovakia, as you say, could actually extend their point, that they can ignore, I guess, the majority opinion of the country?
Well, the government has now, the Prime Minister yesterday in this vote linked it to a confidence motion in the government, so the government's collapsed. It looks like they're playing with the politics, but when they get to a vote, we suspect, on Friday, again, the opposition parties this time, having got what they wanted, the collapse of the government, therefore fresh elections coming up at some point, the opposition will now vote in favour of this measure. I mean, this must all look terribly antiquated to you in the US, wondering why on earth a small European country can, in effect, hold an entire continent to ransom. That's how some are seeing it here. But it's the way the European Union works and the Eurozone works. It's 17 different countries, and on issues like this, they all need to agree and to give the thumbs up to measures. And that's why
Matthew,
we're in this situation.
Even in the United States, yeah, Matthew, Rhode Island has two senators, right, just like every other state, and they can hold us up as well as Florida if they
Iowa
want to.
Iowa caucuses hold us hostage every 4 years.
All right. So, Matthew, you're predicting that Slovakia in the end will buckle and vote for this deal. If this deal goes through and Greece gets its bailout, does that mean Europe has then, with capital levers, dealt with its debt crisis?
Absolutely not. No, the deal will go through almost certainly on Friday. But the big problem is that Italy's in the mix now. There's a banking debt crisis here. I was in New York in 2008. This feels like the Lehman explosion all over again. And the big fear, of course, is that if there's credit crunch too over here in Europe, it's going to affect everybody, including the states.
Yeah, exactly. Matthew Price, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, is joining us from Brussels. Thank you so much, Matthew. He's talking about a vote which occurred last night in which the Eurozone members were voting whether or not to ratify a 440 billion euro deal that would bail out Greece from their debt problem. All members voted in favor except for Slovakia.